My dear parishioners, those of you who have attended our Wednesday evening devotions in past years know that I like to have a sort of unifying theme for the brief sermons. So one year with seven Wednesdays of Lent, one year we covered the seven capital sins. We also had a series on the seven sorrows of Our Lady and on the seven last words of Our Lord, among others. Well, I would like to repeat this year sermons on the seven last words of Our Lord from the cross. So much that we can learn from these words. And so today, we reflect upon his first word, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And what an amazing thought that Our Lord, after he had carried the cross to Calvary, falling repeatedly, completely lost it, having lost his strength, having lost so much blood, having suffered so much, he arrives in Calvary, is stripped of his garments, and then roughly, barbarously nailed to the cross. And yet he still would say those words, Father, forgive them. Of his executioners, forgiving them and asking his Father to forgive them. We don't know if that word was said, as some authors believe, before the cross was even raised up and put in the hole, that perhaps Our Lord on the ground, after he had been nailed to the cross, uttered those words, or else after the cross was raised, the first word. And this idea of forgiveness, of course, is part of Our Lord's teaching, and consequently, the lives of the saints. All of those who have followed Our Lord strive to fulfill his gospel, his teachings, have sought to put that forgiveness into practice. But it's not an easy thing to do, for sure. I'd like to read a few verses from Scripture that you've heard many times before. These are from the 5th and 6th chapters of St. Matthew. I say to you that whosoever is angry with his brother shall be in danger of the judgment, and whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council, and whosoever shall say, Thou fool, shall be in danger of hellfire. If therefore thou offer thy gift at the altar, and there thou remember that thy brother hath anything against thee, leave there thy offering before the altar, and go first to be reconciled to thy brother, and then coming, thou shalt offer thy gift. Another verse. I didn't mark these. I read them over, so I find the ones pertaining to forgiveness. I say to you, love your enemies, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them that persecute and calumniate you, that you may be the children of your Father who is in heaven, who maketh his sun to rise upon the good and bad, and raineth upon the just and the unjust. For if you love them that love you, what reward shall you have? Do not even the publicans do this? And if you salute your brethren only, what do you more? Do not also the heathens this? Be you therefore perfect, as also your heavenly Father is perfect. And one more section, this is from chapter 6, right after our Lord gives the Lord's Prayer, the Our Father. Forgive us our debts as we also forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. For if you will forgive men their offenses, your heavenly Father will forgive you also your offenses. But if you will not forgive men, neither will your Father forgive you your offenses. So we've heard these often before, but it reminds us of how important in God's eyes is forgiveness, mercy, being merciful towards others, forgiving others. And our Lord didn't just teach it. He showed us by his example praying for those who put him to death. Forgive them, Father. Showing that he had forgiven. That he bore no sense of revenge or grudge. And praying that his Father forgive them. And of course, we see this in the example of the very first martyr, St. Stephen, who, as he was being stoned, prayed, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. He was putting into practice what our Lord taught and did. And it's often said, and it's St. Augustine and others say, if it weren't for that prayer, we wouldn't have had St. Paul. Because Saul, as he was known at that time, consented to his stoning and kept the garments. Young men were going to stone Stephen, took their cloaks off, and he held them. Or they were laid at his feet. And by doing that, it showed that he approved of what they did. He was a learned Pharisee at the time. And Stephen's prayer, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge, earned the grace for the conversion of St. Paul. So how pleasing to Almighty God it is when we forgive. St. Teresa of Avila, in her book on the Lord's Prayer, and she goes through the Lord's Prayer in great detail in her book, I think it's called The Way of Perfection. And she speaks about that. She said, we should be glad when we have something to forgive. If no one ever offends us, then we don't have an opportunity to put this into practice, to forgive others. And so really, far from being incensed or angry when somebody offends us, we should thank God that we now have this opportunity to forgive, to work on acquiring that sense of mercy that our Lord would like us to have. I recall one saint, and I don't remember her name, was a female saint, and it was said of her that if you wanted her to love you, all you had to do was to offend her. Then she was more kind and loving towards those who had in some way offended her than she would have been towards someone else. That's how the saints were. That's how they got revenge, so to speak, by praying for those who offended them, forgiving them, praying for their conversion, their spiritual well-being, etc. So let us strive to put that into practice during Lent. And let us ask ourselves, in the past, when people have offended us, and it's human to have hurt feelings, but have we retained even a small amount of dislike for those individuals, or a small amount of unforgiveness in our heart? At least, you know, it's often been said that our will, virtue is in the will, just as sin is in the will. And we can't always control our feelings. Someone can have feelings of anger and not consent to them. Someone can have feelings of resentment at an injury, but not want to reject them. It is the will that is in charge. And so in our will, we must say, dear Lord, I want to forgive anyone who has ever offended me. I want to imitate our Lord, who not only forgave, but prayed for them. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And we might say, well, someone who offends me knows what he's doing. But what did our Lord mean by that? They know not what they do. They don't fully understand. Of course, they didn't know he was the Son of God. But someone who offends us, we can think to ourselves, he doesn't fully realize what he's doing, how he's offending God by offending us. And we should put those words of our Lord into our lips and heart. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. So this is the first word. One that's very difficult to put into practice, but one that must be most pleasing to Almighty God when we strive to do it. And as our Lord said in the last quote that I read here, if you will not forgive those who have offended you, neither will your Heavenly Father forgive you your offenses. But by being merciful, by being forgiving of others, we earn the forgiveness of our Heavenly Father.